This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two gentlemen sitting over to our left, I looked over and one of them has a Kentucky baseball shirt on. So I was looking over and I'm like, is this kid coming to ask me for some NIL? What's going on here?
I'm not quite sure. You know, so Connor's and it's Eric and these guys, by the way, 18 years old, which doesn't really help with Carl because we get paid on bonuses for 25 to 54. So we need you guys to grow up a little bit. But no, we appreciate younger audience.
We love it.
And these dudes are just so many folks up here in the northern part of the state, Carl, that listen to 92.9 The Game. And don't forget the Audacy app, AUDACY. These guys are big listeners. Their dad listens as well.
Yeah, his brother, and my daughter goes to Kentucky. So I looked at him. I was like, is he supposed to ask me for some NIL? Here, what's going on? But he was like, my brother plays golf at Kentucky. So that's awesome. What's your brother's name, by the way? Cole?
Oh, all right. A good PGA name.
No, it's a great PGA
and
name.
And now Cole Schlager.
I'll have to check him
as
out.
As the wind freshens here
but,
at
but
16.
But thank you guys for coming out, man. Appreciate you coming and hang out with us. Danny, is our guest ready? Okay. We're going to move our guest. Hold on, Mike, to 420 today behind enemy lines. So we will find out what's going on with the Vikings. 420.
Cole is a cool name. There's a lot of Graysons out there. There's all these names that never existed when you and I were kids.
No.
In my neighborhood, everybody was either Joey, Petey, Paulie, Mikey, Johnny. That's it. That's pretty much that was it. But now you've got these very, very NFL and very sort of linebacker. If you name your kid like Grayson, that could be PGA or you could be a quarterback at this stage.
It is. I think people have gotten way more creative with the names over the years. And then, you know, you ever look at this stuff where, like, certain names, certain years are more popular.
Right.
And it stays that way for a few years, and then it shifts, right? But the common names, Michael, Paul, obviously the biblical names, they stay in the mix.
Right.
But it's those really creative names, like Divine Diablo. We asked him about that. It's like, how the hell do you get a name?
By the way, do you think
Divine?
Do you think Divine is going to take my concept and run with it? We said a devil wearing a Zero jersey with a halo.
I love it.
See why his eyes kind of popped?
Yeah.
I better make money off that, too.
He wants some loot out of
that.
Hey,
by the way, if you're just tuning in, we talked about it before. Again, we'll get to our Vikings guest next hour, as Carl mentioned. But we are looking at, apparently, did James Pierce Jr. get injured on Sunday and it just showed up on Wednesday or whatever this is? James Pierce Jr., questionable, along with Billy Bowman, our rookie from Oklahoma, which was a bit surprising. The good news is, though, our wide receivers are cleared. So Darnell Mooney and Drake London are good to go, it looks like, for Sunday.
I'm very excited about that. Different offense, guys. It's a different offense when you have Mooney and Drake available. Speaking of being available, the Vikings have ruled out Jeff Okuda, their corner, and linebacker, we mentioned this early in the week, Andrew Van Ginkel. Big deal. One of their better linebackers is not playing on Sunday. Also, their offensive tackle, Christian Darrisaw, is out for Sunday night.
That's big for us. Now, here's the thing, though. Can we get home? We spent all week talking about the nuances, and Dave Archer brought this up, and I understand that we did move Baker Mayfield off the spot for much of the game, but we couldn't get Baker off the spot, or at least couldn't contain him when the game was on the line. So getting J.J. McCarthy uncomfortable – Hey, what Carl just said, virtual Carl just said.
Need it, man.
But J.J. McCarthy, as we spent a lot of time this week, probably feeling pretty good about himself after his first, you know, football game as a pro, because remember, he didn't get to play last year, in his hometown of Chicago, beating the Bears, and really after looking pretty flat and pretty much dead in the water, cranking it up in that fourth quarter with three touchdown drives.
Yeah, I just feel like, Mike, and again, I'm not asking for 4 or 5 sacks, but we got to make him uncomfortable somehow,
right,
some way. And however, you know, Jeff Ulbrich wants to do that, and we've got some more Jeff Ulbrich to play for you as far as him speaking to the media in regards to this game coming up. And Big O, real quick, while we're talking about this, he said this about the front seven getting pressure but no sacks, because everybody's talking about it.
Right.
And Jeff is our defensive coordinator, but I want you to hear what he said in regards to us being in position to make the play, but then yet we didn't make it. And, you know, he knows we can't continue that. It's week two. Well, it's not a trend yet. I mean, we get to week six, and this is who we are. Then we can start talking more about it. But you got to make those plays. Here's Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where when you look back upon it, you know, for one reason or another, there's been just missed time with those two. You know, where Billy and X is just, they've been out there every single day working, and, you know, they never had an off day. So we're just kind of spoon-feeding the young rushers and getting them part of our rush groups and the waves of rushes that we have. And, you know, and they're just going to keep growing. And they're going to keep getting better. And both of those guys are guys that are going to be a huge part of our success going forward.
Now, as we said to the audience this summer, we're so excited about James Pierce Jr. Didn't get to see as much of Jalen Walker just because of the injuries. And then obviously he came on later in August. Spoon feeding to these guys? These are first round picks. Let's go get these guys out there. I mean, specifically for Walker and Pierce Jr., these guys need to be contributing because Ebiketie has a ceiling, and we like Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd was a no-show on the stat sheet in the first week. That doesn't mean he's not going to have 8 or 9 sacks this year. But is it wrong to be selfish as a fan and say, with all due respect, Coach, let's get these guys out there. Let's get things ramped up.
I don't think it's unfair. The one thing about Jalen, we said this, he's learning and doing different things than they're asking James Pierce to do. So that is the one reason. When he uses that term, you know, again, there's a learning process and a learning curve for Jalen that James is not going to have to go through. Mm. We said this. James, they asked him to come in and do what you did at Tennessee. Come in and do what you've done in your entire career. Jalen is being moved around in these different spots. And so maybe, Mike, there is a little bit of that. But as a fan, no, I don't give a damn. Like, I put him in position and let's go. I need plays to be made. Like, I'm with you on this. I don't want to get halfway through the season and you're telling me that the guy's still learning the position. If that's the case, then maybe we're going about this the wrong way, right? Mm. That I understand this whole rookie thing, but there are guys that pop. And if some of this isn't happening by game six, then I'm going to have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, look, we had some fun. Lewis Riddick is entitled to his opinions, but a guy who spent a lot of time in a personnel department now, you know, talking for ESPN, when he goes out there and makes a wild prediction that this guy, James Pierce Jr., is going to lead the entire league
Everybody.
In sacks. I mean, that does get Falcon fans' appetites pretty wet, and let's go. All right, well, let's hit the ground running against Minnesota. Mark Grimondi talking about the kicking game. You and I were talking about it earlier. Marquise Williams, Carl, speaking with the media.
Okay, our special teams coach.
Saying that Younghoe Koo hit field goals at around 92% between the spring and the training camp. Because obviously the media was kind of picking up on what you and I were talking about the other day. You had all summer to fix this problem, and there's your excuse. Well, no, he was 92% against a guy from Germany. Who's not
Lenny
a professional.
Mike, okay.
With all due respect to Marquise Williams, that's nonsense.
It is, but here's the other part about this. Like, there was no rush, okay, in a lot of these kicks. It was just special teams practice, which is, for those who don't know, literally it's the kicking team lining up, simulating like they're blocking somebody and your kicker follows through. These are not pressure kicks. And I know you try to simulate those things, but for me, I just thought it was too lackadaisical for Koo. That's why I was concerned. And most people, you know, a lot of us are there and we're watching the practices. And then when special teams happens, we turn the other way. I was watching Koo. I was like, I'm not turning away. I want to see if he makes these kicks.
Right.
And
Koo,
the thing is,
I'm watching you.
Mike, he's probably right. That's why they went with him. He looked fine. I was just worried about the ones that he missed that should have been a no-brainer. And so, you know, 90% great. What is he to start the season? That's my question.
I just feel that this thing should not even be an issue. And that's what, you know, when we get into the arguments, we said this on Wednesday's show. You don't want to trap yourself with, you know, what happened before and make that somehow pass as prologue. But, oh, with the same old Falcons. But that is kind of a same old Falcon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Situation when you have a known problem and you never found a way to really get better at it. You know, we can debate, you know, if you've got guys under contract and, you know, you're stuck with a guy and you can't get rid of him, that's one thing. But a kicker, he's $4 million, eat that money, get him out of there, Carl. Get some real let's get a real competition in the first place. And then if Koo really asserts himself, okay, he keeps his job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.